brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, this is Bob Dacey back for the third hour of the Alex Jones Show here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network. And we've been talking with Daniel Abramson of FalseFlagNews.com, and he said he wanted to get into this business about this potential war with Iran, I believe he said. Is that what you said, Daniel?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It is, unfortunately, be my pleasure to do so, because I think we need to start making people aware of the potential that, in spite of the globalists losing their war in Afghanistan to redeploy the opium crop, in fact, you know, part of when we look into the Afghanistan invasion, a lot of this is to try to build this trans-Afghan pipeline for natural gas.
That's
but that
true.
Won't be online for a number of years. One of the main reasons that they were forced to invade Afghanistan was for the opium crop, which the Taliban had cut down to about 98% of the opium had been cut down. Right after 2001, after the takeover by the CIA warlords, what you saw was a 1,400% increase in the amount of opium being produced in that country. That money is then funneled by the intelligence agencies, primarily MI6 and CIA, into the Wall Street banks, where it is then pumped up through the hedge funds, the derivatives markets, and that hot money is then used to keep this fiat system running. Then you look into Iraq. One of the major reasons they invaded was for the 14 permanent military bases, which are now going to be used for this takeover of the Middle East. The other reason is for the
Let me emphasize that point, because you are really talking a mile a minute, and I talk less than a mile a minute. So let me emphasize that. For those of you who do not know, and you think that these people, these phonies up in Washington, are debating, you know, when we're going to get out of Iraq, they are, what Daniel said is true, they are building 14 hardened, massive, permanent military bases in Iraq. And you think that they're just going to pull out and leave those things? Oh, come on. What fantasy land do you live in? However, and let's talk about this Iraq, this impending war with Iran, which may or may not happen. If you read the mainstream media, just reading their stuff and their political cartoons about the leader of Iran and all that, and all their giant nuclear program, you get the impression that Xerxes and the Persian horde is about to go kill all of us Greeks. I mean, is that not the case?
Well, I think what you have is a group that got into this war. I think they underestimated the situation in Iraq, although I don't buy this, you know, that they really thought that they were going to be greeted as liberators. I think at this point, when you look again back into their documents, I think that there is the hardcore group of Iran-Contra criminals and NORTHCOM and STRATCOM guys who still need their invasion of Iran, and a lot of this, again, comes out of Israel. And I'm not picking on Israel, and I know there's a lot of people out there who claim that somehow Jews and Zionists are behind everything, and those people really make my skin crawl. But
Are you Jewish?
I am. I mean, I'm not a particularly religious character, but by birth I am.
By birth you're Jewish, and you dare to criticize Israel?
Oh, I'm quite the self-hater, Bob. Absolutely.
Are you insinuating that there is a difference between the people that run Israel, the Zionists, and the regular Israeli people?
Yeah, and then when you look into the polls, you see that that's exactly the case. Ehud Olmert has something around a 22% approval rating right now. The IDF enjoys about a 13 or 14% approval rating. The majority of Israelis are against the occupation of the West Bank and Gaza. They are against the construction of the apartheid wall, which is infringing on territories of the Palestinians. They're against the torture of tens of thousands of Palestinian political prisoners. Furthermore, over 70% of Jews in this country oppose the war in Iraq. So that isn't to say that there aren't top-level criminals in the Mossad, Shin Bet, Israeli Knesset, you know, Ehud Olmert's cabinet, absolutely, who are trying to direct these war policies, but it's important that we see the nuance in things. I think too many people look at Israeli war crimes and they use that as an excuse to blanket one religious group and to say all Jews are behind it. Not only is that anti-intellectual, it's just factually wrong.
Yeah, but I heard that the Jews done it. That's what I heard over and over and over again. We'll be back after the break with Daniel Abramson.
Cheer After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, this is Bob Dacey returning once again on the third hour of the Alex Jones Show, substituting for the inimitable Alex Jones. And we're talking with Daniel Abramson of FalseFlagNews.com. We're going to take some calls in this segment. I'm going to put up the number. It's 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. If you want to ask Daniel a question about his endeavors. Daniel, I want to ask you a question. Why is it, this is kind of a simplistic question, but it comes up. Why is it that criticism of Israel always is equated with anti-Semitism?
Well, I think, you know, for part of that, you have to look into the ADL itself, which is very much a functionary of the Zionist government in Israel. And anytime you go ahead and criticize the state of Israel, even for their admitted war crimes, for example, in The Guardian yesterday, there was an article which quoted Israeli soldiers from the IDF admitting that they would go around murdering Palestinian children, and this was approved by their higher-ups. But what you have is these organizations, so-called media watch organizations like the ADL, which has actually been convicted of spying on Americans and creating dossiers on Americans, which use their contacts in the media. Also, you have a lot of media influence. Don't forget that there is tremendous Zionist influence in the media. Now, that doesn't mean that the Jews control the media, but there is an influence of you know, certainly people that want to have the state of Israel and all of their crimes covered up or certainly justified. So when it comes to Israelis using white phosphorus in Lebanon, that has to have a justification. When it comes to Israelis, you know, mass murdering Palestinians in the occupied territories, there's an excuse for that. And I just, you know, I want to say to people, there's a lot of evidence of things going on here. You have the Israeli art student spy ring, the dancing Mossad agents on 9/11. you know, Dov Zakheim and the $2.3 trillion missing from the Pentagon. There's a lot of things to investigate. Unfortunately, when people choose to do this, they are labeled as anti-Semites. And a lot of this comes from the ADL. A lot of it comes from media self-censoring. And a lot of it comes from people who are just too afraid because they've seen other people have their careers smashed, and they don't want to take the risk.
So
and
basically,
to get away with so much.
From what you just said, I would take it that the average uninformed person would think that you were a Jewish anti-Semite.
At the very least, I'm a pretty good self-hater. But it's unfortunate that there's people out there who mix this very real information and then say Jews did it, because what it does is it delegitimizes the very hard research that's out there, and it makes us all look like idiots. And it's unfortunate.
Right.
We don't have to resort to those types of tactics, that type of Judeophobia, because it's just not conducive to progress.
What do you see coming down the pike here in regard to Iran?
Yeah, let me try to do it as quickly as possible without.
Yes, we're going to be taking some phone calls here in this segment, and
sure.
We're going to have Rob from Kansas up here in a minute. But go ahead, let's hit it, Ron.
Absolutely. On December 11th, the Eisenhower Strike Group moved into the Persian Gulf, accompanied by the USS Anzio, a guided missile cruiser, and this supports as many as 100 fighter jets. Now, we know from Colonel Sam Gardner, the former Air Force colonel, who correctly predicted many of the movements in the Iraq War, including the timing, that the Eisenhower Strike Group had been given prepare-to-deploy orders by the Cheney regime as far back as October when they deployed from Norfolk, Virginia. They have now arrived in the Persian Gulf, and this also includes a war frigate, a submarine escort, a U.S. Navy supply ship, minesweepers, cruisers, destroyers, and a nuclear battleship. So this is a major armada moving into the Persian Gulf. Now, we know that they are not there for landlocked Afghanistan. We know they are not there for Iraq with their small little piece of land, which is covered by, you know, their small sea. I can't even get the coastline. I'm sorry. My brain slips me here. But they are there for Iran. And there's two possibilities here. One, that the attack has been ordered. And that seems to be the idea behind Seymour Hersh's article for The New Yorker. He suggested that the Israelis and the neocons inside the vice president's office are once again putting through raw, unvetted intelligence, just like they did with the Office of Special Plans, that the attack orders had been given. Let me just say one more thing here. I talked about war games. NORTHCOM has just finished 10 days of war games, which ran from the 4th to the 14th, called Vigilance Shield 07. And guess what, Bob? It simulates nuclear war on Iran, which then spreads to North Korea, Russia, and China. And we must understand that China has at least $250 billion worth of oil and gas deals with Iran, and that if the United States and Israel choose to attack Iran, it will be a major disaster. It will provoke an endgame against Russia and China, which are emerging as the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. They are now a major military and economic bloc. If the Israelis attempt to do a preemptive strike, Bush has said he will understand it. Cheney says he will support the Israelis. So we are at great danger right now with the Eisenhower Strike Group in the Gulf, positioned, ready for an attack.
And I might punctuate what you just said. That's quite a mouthful. It sounds like what you're saying is the crooks that run the country right now aren't just a New World Order crowd. They're crazy. because something like that can spiral out of control. But I'd like to point out that Scott Ritter, the former UN weapons inspector, he has a new book out, and he very specifically says that Iran, just like Iraq, doesn't have anything. They cannot threaten anybody with anything because they don't have anything. And yet, go ahead.
I just want to elaborate really quickly on that. The same Seymour Hersh article says Dick Cheney went to the CIA and said, "Show me what you know about an Iranian nuclear program." The CIA came back and said, "There is no Iranian nuclear program." So now they're using the Israelis and phony intelligence to say that there is. But even the Mossad says they're 2 to 3 years away from a bomb.
Yeah.
The military in this country says 5 to 9 years, and the CIA and State Department say 9 years away. The reason that the globalists and the neocons are rushed right now is because Iran is beginning to trade their oil in currencies other than dollars, specifically the euro and Iranian rial. This is putting tremendous pressure on an already embattled dollar. Their currency is collapsing as we speak. The dollar is falling apart. They are losing their wars right now. And the only way that they'll be able to send 50,000 more troops into Iraq is by using false flag terror to once again get our eye off the ball, get people saying Sieg Heil, Mein Führer, and to get us all marching in lockstep behind this criminal regime.
Okay. Daniel, let's take a few phone calls here. I've got Rob from Kansas up here. Rob, are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead and have a shot at it. What's going on?
I was just wondering the level they produced money. I was just wondering how long do you think it will be before it crashes, before the dollar crashes?
You want to take this first, Bob?
Well, I'm not an economist. I have read on it. I know Jerome Corsi has been writing on that subject on WorldNet Daily recently. That's an area that I have no expertise in. However, from what I've been able to understand, this collapsing dollar thing, they may not be an issue in 2008, but shortly thereafter it will be. I mean, they've been pumping up the M3 money supply like it's going out of style, and then they took the information down so people couldn't track it. But I think some economists have kind of reconstructed it, and they are just printing dollars like they're going out of style. And I think maybe that is the end game, that they do go out of style. Daniel,
yeah,
you want to?
They're also running the plunge protection team right now. I encourage people to look into this. This is Secretary of the Treasury Henry Paulson and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke are working together to artificially prop up the stock market as they did in 1987 with the plunge protection team, because what we're watching is a collapse in the dollar. I want to read a few quotes from Alan Greenspan, who said to expect the dollar to be down over the next 2 to 3 years. He says, quote, "I expect that the dollar will continue to drift downward until there will be a change in the U.S. balance of payments. There has been some evidence that OPEC nations are beginning to switch their reserves out of dollars and into euro and yen. It is imprudent to hold everything in one currency. What we're witnessing right now is central banks across the world, including the Chinese, with their $1 trillion in reserves, moving out of dollars. You're seeing the same thing. Venezuela is now trading in euros for their oil. You had the opening of the Russian trading bourse in June, which is now trading oil in different currencies, including the ruble. The Shanghai Petroleum Exchange in China opened on August 18th, trading in currencies other than dollars. You have the Iranian oil bourse, which is soon to open, so the dollar is under tremendous pressure as the petrodollar standard declines, as people no longer require dollars to buy oil. As the central banks begin to liquidate the dollar, there will soon be, it's like a parabolic curve. You watch it happen faster and faster until there is a free fall. And when that happens, they will sell this country out and push us into the Amero. I think that has been the plan. A lot of people need to begin looking into the Bank of International Settlements, the BIS. They are the central bank of central banks, and they are a lot of the people who are behind this currency manipulation.
Well, and you have the an article I read earlier today referred to American University professor Robert Pastor, the architect of the North American Union, is saying that the collapse of the dollar will be a good excuse to bring on the Amero. I mean, you know, he thinks it's a good idea.
And this is another good excuse for false flag terror. Don't forget that Wall Street is in many ways the backer of the CIA, and the connections are very strong. You know, there were the short selling of stocks before 9/11, the put options on airline stocks and insurance stocks, but it goes far deeper than that. And the Federal Reserve owners, the people like the Rockefeller and Rothschild family that own the private Federal Reserve, as well as the owners of the Bank of England, are terrified right now as they watch their dollar standard collapse. Much of this is outside of their control. It's happening faster than they wanted it to, and the only way they can control it is with the plunge protection team, or their other option is that they have a false flag terror attack, they sink the economy, and then they blame Arab or Persian patsies for it. And they say, see, Al-Qaeda got us again, you know? That'll be their plan.
Now, that's going to be extremely disgusting, no matter which way it falls, isn't it? I mean, what are you supposed to do? Well, you're darned if you do, and you're darned if you don't.
Yeah, we're watching hedge fund collapses right now. There was the Amaranth Fund, a $6 billion hedge fund, which collapsed. The Goldman Sachs hedge fund is down 11% this year. We have $400 to $500 trillion in the derivatives market moving around every day, unmonitored, unregulated. There is so much hot money going around in the mortgage and housing market. And we're watching a housing market collapse right now. Collateralized loan obligations are collapsing. The subprime loan market is collapsing. All of these things happening at once, and this creates a very nervous oligarchy, which may do something extreme in order to get the population back in the line.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Do we have any other callers on the line? Okay, we're going to go to break, and after the break, well, can you hang on for 6 more minutes, Daniel?
Absolutely. Be my pleasure.
Okay, after the break, we'll be back with Daniel Abramson of FalseFlagNews.com.
Baby, baby, I'm going to leave you. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas, declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, we are back on the Alex Jones Show. This is Bob Dacey substituting for Alex Jones, and we're talking with Daniel Abramson of FalseFlagNews.com, and we got a couple of callers we want to bring in right now. Dave from Illinois. Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. Well, first of all, I want to commend Mr. Abramson for his knowledge. I mean, I listen to sources of information, and I've reached my own conclusions, and mine are very similar to his, and so I assume that he is right. And also commend him for the fact of, you know, I would like him to, like a Schindler. He's not a self-hating person. He's a person who believes in justice and integrity, and an honorable person. I commend him for that. I had read a book, Dangerous Liaison, The Inside Story of the U.S.-Israeli Covert Relationship, several years ago. Are you familiar with that?
I haven't read that one, although I've read a lot of Viktor Ostrovsky's work, and I've followed the AIPAC scandal closely. Tell me about this book, though.
Well, this book, it's strange. A major publisher, HarperCollins, and Andrew and Leslie Coburn, it's spelled C-O-C-K-B-U-R-N, and, you know, it was pulled. It was withdrawn from libraries, and I called Borders to see if it was available, and they said no, and it was very strange that they didn't have a record of it. But in there, it was written in the late 80s, and the end of it was written at the time of the first Gulf War. And they said in the build-up to that, the attack on Iraq will happen if Neil Bush is indicted. I mean, that was like the leverage that a reluctant George Bush, you know, wasn't sure about bringing this country into war, but it saved his boy from being indicted in the Silverado savings and loan thing. But, again, the book is Dangerous Liaison on the Inside Story of the U.S.-Israeli Covert Relationship. It talks about how in the 50s, that the CIA appreciated the information that they could get from Eastern Europeans who were now Israelis about Russia and about and they could use they used the Mossad and respected the Mossad for the information on communist Russia and communist East Europe. You know, obviously, it's a well-written, long book. There's much more than that in there, and my education comes from several different sources. But I just, you know, there's so much different. There is some crackpot conspiracy stuff that tends to obfuscate and make it's hard to see the forest through the trees. But I think you very clearly elucidate, you know, what the situation is, and I commend you for it. And I think the, you know, to say anti-Semitic or conspiracy nut is more effective than it should be at quashing legitimate discussion.
Okay, Dave from Illinois, thank you very much for the call. So another person who doesn't believe that the Jews did it all together is some monolithic organization of people who all think alike and act alike and do alike. We have up next, we have Steve from Kansas. Steve, are you there?
Yes, sir. Daniel, I do commend you also.
Thank you very much.
I'm on your website right now, and I'm looking for more information on immigration. I'm putting together a letter, an ordinance similar to Hazleton and Farm Branch to send to my local government. And I was just wondering off the top of your head if you knew, if has the United States ever closed their borders before, and what I can do or where I can go to make this letter more powerful?
You know, I'm not an expert in terms of the history of whether the border has been closed. I know certainly that since the IMF and World Bank austerity policies have really destroyed Mexico, the level of poverty, and also the open border policy, which is being encouraged by the CFR, has allowed tens of millions of Mexican immigrants to come into this country illegally, and it's a tremendous pressure on the working class in this country who need those service-level entry jobs. I just want to put this out there, though. As much as I oppose the Pan-American Union, as much as I oppose the Amero and what the CFR is trying to do to destroy American national sovereignty, I am not convinced that building a wall like the Great Wall of China is the best idea. Now, I ask you to hear me out here. The $2.5 billion contract, which has been handed out to Boeing, you know, you look at Boeing, this is a company which has been used in CIA torture flights, and I do not expect Boeing to really stop the flow of humans or drugs into this country. I think that a wall may be used to trap Americans in this country after orders like Rex 84 or Operation Garden Plot are carried out in a martial law plan. I worry that a border wall may be used to trap Americans in this country. Now, look, we need to stop the flow of illegals into this country.
Coming up on a break here, Daniel. Hang on just a minute. Steve from Kansas, thanks for the call. We'll be back after the break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
All right, we're back on the Alex Jones Show talking with Daniel Abramson of FalseFlagNews.com. I want to give out his email address because he asked me to do it. In case any of you people out there listening would like to contact Daniel Abramson, his email address is FalseFlagNews@Yahoo.com. That's FalseFlagNews@Yahoo.com. Okay, well, I've got one more caller on the line, Jeff from Texas. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Bob, thank you so much for all that you do for standing up to members of the King Commission in public. And thank you, Daniel, for keeping on top of the devil in the details for all the craziness that's going on right now. I wanted to just draw attention to the editorial page of U.S. News and World Report. I think it's from this week. It's called The Threat from Within by Mortimer Zuckerman. And he basically comes out boldly with very little evidence and states that the next big attack is going to come from within our borders, from new homegrown types that are using the internet as the new jihadist training ground, and that on the last page of the article, and you can see it online at usnews.com in the opinion section, he says that the greatest threat to civil liberties today is not preventative measures, but failing to take them. And I know this is nothing new to you guys, but it just seems like the talking points are starting to come out now and filter down to people like Zuckerman that the next big thing's coming.
That sounds to me like the old deal now that the Democrats have taken control of the House and Senate. The big enemy now is going to be them rednecks in America with them guns.
Yeah, or something akin to the subject matter of that new Showtime show called Sleeper Cell. I mean, they may use both that group you mentioned, Bob, and the Arab Americans or Islamic Americans as well.
Yeah, those crazy militia types who believe in the Second Amendment are going to get us.
Daniel, just a small point. You mentioned a nuclear-powered battleship. I didn't know we had one in our inventory. Which one is that? Is he still there?
Oh, Daniel's gone. Oh, I didn't realize
he was gone.
Gone.
I'm sorry. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, we're going to have that for later on. Okay, well, I'll tell you what.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate the call. Okay, I didn't realize that Daniel was gone. I want to appreciate Daniel Averson for coming on. I admit that guy talks a mile a minute. That's quite a contrast with the way I do. I'm from Texas. You know, I was born and raised here, and I kind of talk kind of slow. And he sounds like he's from somewhere on the East Coast or something where they go a mile a minute. But again, you want to go to falseflagnews.com and check out what he's saying because it's interesting. He's tracking the military and the drills they do and how that correlates with certain nasty things that happen. In this last bit of the show, I want to cover some more news. I want to go back to this article that was written by Jerome Corsi, posted today on WorldNet Daily under the New World Disorder section. North American Union leader says merger just a crisis away. And this is all tying in. I mean, even Mr. Averson was mentioned in the CFR and how they want to impose the Amero on the American people. And here it is in this article by Jerome Corsi. Let me go over it again and continue with it. Robert Pastor, a leading intellectual force in the move to create an EU-style North American community, told WorldNet Daily he believes a new 9-1-1 crisis could be the catalyst to merge the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Pastor, a professor at American University, says that in such a case, the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, or SPP, launched in 2005 by the heads of the three countries in a summit in Waco, Texas, could be developed into a continental union complete with a new currency, the Amero, that would replace the U.S. dollar just as the euro has replaced the national currencies of Europe. Now, gee, isn't it just amazing that something that Mr. Pastor has been working on at least since 1998 is coming to fruition, and he's just thinking is a major coincidence. This a big crisis might just push us over the edge so that this communist Marxist traitor from the Council on Foreign Relations can, get his way. Let me continue with Dr. Corsi's article. In May 2005, Pastor was co-chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations Task Force that produced a report entitled Toward a North American Community, which he has claimed is the blueprint behind the SPP declared by President Bush and Mexico's then-President Vicente Fox and Canada's then-Prime Minister Paul Martin. At American University in Washington, D.C., Pastor directs the Center for North American Studies, where he teaches a course entitled North America, a Union, a Community, or Just Three Nations. As WorldNet Daily has previously reported, Pastor is on the board of the North American Forum on Integration, that's the NAFI, a nonprofit organization that annually holds mock trilateral parliament. Oh, a mock trilateral parliament. A judicial branch. For 100 selected students drawn from 10 universities in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Pastor had published an interview in Spanish in the October 24th issue of Poder y Negocios. He told the magazine, crises can force decisions that otherwise would not be made. Well, Mr. Pastor, you know, you would know about that because that's what you guys do. Problem, reaction, solution. You guys create these crises and you get the poor dumb sheep to scramble for, they get the reaction that you want them to do. Oh, help us, save us from the crisis. And then you guys come out with a solution to the crisis that you created, which inevitably leads to more slavery and more world government. So it's no surprise that he told the Spanish magazine here that a crisis can force decisions that would otherwise not be made. It's a quote Quote, the 911 crisis made Canada and the United States redefine the protection of their borders, end quote, Pastor explained.
What?
Let me read that again. This is just too funny. The 911 crisis made Canada and the United States redefine the protection of their borders. That's Robert Pastor. Mr. Pastor, you know darn well that the border between the United States and Mexico is wide open, and you like it that way. How exactly did we redefine the protection of our borders? The border between the United States and Mexico has been wide open before, during, and after September 11th, and he knows it. So here we have Robert Pastor caught in a bald-faced lie. And he continues, the debt crisis in Mexico forced the government to adopt a new economic model. The crises obliged the governments to make difficult decisions. Yeah, that's right. They do. And who was the people who imploded the Mexican economy? All these bankers lending them all this money, all these globalists and internationalists? I think it was you guys, wasn't it, Mr. Pastor? Problem, reaction, solution? Continuing on with the article. This was the first time WorldNet Daily had found a major intellectual leader behind the push to integrate North America, suggesting that a crisis of 911 proportions might just be what was needed to advance the process toward establishing a North American Union and the Amero. WorldNet Daily reached Pastor in his office at American University and conducted a telephone interview to make sure the Spanish publication accurately reflected his views. He affirmed the Spanish interview represents his thinking. So Mr. Pastor is looking forward to a 911 type event to usher in the Amero and merge the United States, Canada, and Mexico into one big, happy, totalitarian, socialist, communist state. Oh, gee, well, that's great. Here's another quote from Mr. Pastor. What I'm saying is that a crisis is an event which can force democratic governments to make difficult decisions like those that will be required to create the North American community. It's not that I want another 911 crisis, but having a crisis would force decisions that otherwise might not get made, end quote. Pastor noted, for example, that, quote, Europeans facing the crisis of two world wars turn to the European community as a means to prevent war and advance their economic interests, end quote. And I would add to that, of course, Mr. Pastor, because that's exactly what the EU was, and it's the same thing. It's the same model. The European Union model is being followed here by you globalist one-world traders in the Western Hemisphere. And here he says it again. Here he is. Pastor says, the United States turned to the Marshall Plan when faced with the crisis of Western Europe falling into the hands of communism. So I'm not advocating or encouraging or wanting a crisis. I'm only saying that in order to take important initiatives, sometimes one manner in which this occurs is when there is a crisis to which leaders need to respond. Yeah, isn't that great? So when there's a crisis, you just toss the United States of America into the garbage heap of history. Is that right, Mr. Pastor? Pastor told WorldNet Daily he lamented that the leadership of the three North American countries is not positioned to make the type of tough decisions needed to advance a North American community agenda. What do you mean? They've already signed the deal. SPP.gov. Go read it. Come on, Mr. Pastor. In his interview with Poder and Negocios, he argued, quote, Canada has a minority government, and Mexico will soon have a minority government that will be confronted with what amounts to an uprising that we hope will be peaceful. The United States has a lame duck president whose principal preoccupation is the war in Iraq and the instability in the Middle East, end quote. Pastor further told WorldNet Daily, Mexico's Fox made a tactical mistake by laying out an overly ambitious agenda to integrate with the United States. So what does that mean, Mr. Pastor? Fox shot off his mouth a little bit early and started to scare the Americans into starting to realize that they plan to merge his crookocracy with the United States of America and just screw up the entire region. Is that what you're saying, Mr. Pastor? Quote from Mr. Pastor again. President Bush then took on the issue of illegal immigration, and it proved to be much more difficult than anticipated. End quote. That's what he said. In the absence of strong North American leadership, is a crisis the way greater North American integration can be expected to happen? You know, you might as well take this guy and dress him up in a cheerleader outfit. You know, this Mr. Pastor, he keeps repeating the same thing. Well, you guys just don't seem to be getting the job done. We need to, are we going to have a crisis? Do we really need a crisis? You know, you ought to get him a little, kind of a red cheerleader outfit, you know, red for commie, and put a big T on it. You know, give me a T for traitor. Let's see, what else does this old boy have to say here? There are alternatives to a crisis for getting a major decision adopted by the President and the Congress. But what I am saying is that we lack the kind of North American leadership we need. Our founding fathers created a system of government that was not designed to be efficient, but was designed to protect freedom. Therefore, you created checks and balances that did protect freedom, but it also made it difficult to move forward on important issues. Okay, Mr. Pastor, you just confessed right there that you do not like our form of government. Sir, you are saying that the founding fathers screwed up because they're making it difficult to move forward on important issues because they actually, those dadgum old guys, they created a system of government that protects freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a direct quote from Mr. Pastor. Let me read that again. What I am saying is that we lack the kind of North American leadership we need. Our founding fathers created a system of governance that was not designed to be efficient, but was designed to protect freedom. Therefore, you created checks and balances that did protect freedom, but also made it difficult to move forward on important issues. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Pastor, Council on Foreign Relations, American University professor, author of Building a North American Community, doesn't like the checks and balances system that has made this country what it has been, the greatest country on the face of the earth. Interesting. Pastor was asked what North American leaders would need to do to move toward integration. Quote, we need to form a customs union to move North American integration to a new level, end quote. Pastor argued, a customs union would eliminate rules of origin on the border and agree to a common external tariff. This would not be easy, but not as difficult as NAFTA was, and it would lead to efficiencies in our economies and in the end contribute to a better standard of living for all parties, end quote. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to fall over here. This is the most disgusting, obvious, pathetic lie, or one of the most disgusting ones in this whole thing. Yeah, all NAFTA did was exactly what the little general said, Ross Perot, a giant sucking sound of jobs leaving this country. Yeah, this is gonna contribute to a better standard of living for all parties. Yeah, especially those slaves in communist China that are bringing all the communist Chinese slave goods over here. Yeah, they're going to have a great standard of living because there's going to be more and more of them stacked up like cordwood in those slave factories in communist China working for Walmart as they deindustrialize the United States further and further and further. And as they bring that cheap stuff over here and bring it up through the Trans-Texas Corridor with no border check run by a company there at the border that scans them with a little Vera chip inside the boxes, which is run by the communist Chinese. Come on. Yeah, we're going to have a better standard of living for all parties. It's nonsense. The idea is to take the American standard of living down. That's the idea, ladies and gentlemen, to take the American standard of living down so we can be more comfortably merged with the crookocracy that is Mexico and later, of course, the entire Western Hemisphere, which is the next step. They tried it in the FTAA, Free Trade Area of the Americas, but they took off a little bit more bite than they could chew. And it kind of screwed them up, so they decided to just take a smaller bite so they would unite just three countries. Continuing on with this article, Pastor also called for a North American investment fund to invest in Mexico's infrastructure. Well, there you have it again. That's the same thing we've been talking about, the North American investment fund funded by you taxpayers so that we can build the Mexican portion, once again, of the Trans-Texas Corridor. Man, this guy is so transparent. This is so transparent. Here's a quote from Mr. Pastor. If we had a North American investment fund, Over the long term, you would narrow the income gap between Mexico and the U.S., end quote. This is funny. I mean, this is just hilarious. The guy is overtly communist. Overtly communist. Okay, so in other words, Americans are making too much money, according to Mr. Dr. Trader Pastor, and if you had this fund, you could take our money and turn it into their money, and therefore you would lower the income gap. Yeah, you see, in order to lower the income gap between U.S. and Mexico, what that means is American income has to fall precipitously. And that's a mathematical certainty. You can't even argue with that. You're not going to get the Mexican income to come anywhere near ours. It's just going to take ours down, Mr. Pastor. So how do you explain that as prosperity for America, you traitor? We'll be back after the break with the next segment.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All right, this is Bob Dacey. This is the final segment of the Alex Jones Show, and I'm substituting for Alex today. I'm sure he will be back on Monday. I'm attacking Robert Pastor, the author of the Building a North American Community right now. I'm reading from his own, from an article from Jerome Corsi, which has extensive quotes from Robert Pastor, which is posted on WorldNet Daily right now. WorldNet Daily previously reported Senator John Cornyn, Republican of Texas, dropped his support for legislation, S-3622, he introduced in the 109th Congress to create a North American Investment Fund after WorldNet Daily pointed out the The proposed law would advance an important part of Pastor's agenda to create a North American community. Now, I'm going to add to that John Cornyn got caught with his pants down because it exactly, word for word, came out of that Building a North American Community document, the same wording. And John Cornyn does not have the excuse that, oops, oh, gee, what a horrible coincidence. I'll just take that out right now, because he introduced the same bill the year before, you know, even before this document came out. So, Cornyn, you got some serious problems there when it comes to protecting your country. Pastor was careful to distinguish that his proposals were designed to create a North American community, and that he had never proposed to create a North American Union as an EU-style regional government. Quote, "What I am recommending is a series of functional steps that are more than incremental," Pastor admitted. "Each of the proposals I have laid out represent more than just small steps, but it doesn't represent a leap toward a North American Union or even some confederation of any kind. I don't think either is plausible, necessary, or even helpful to contemplate at this stage," end quote. Yeah, Pastor, frog in the pot boy, even helpful to contemplate at this stage. That's right, you incrementalist son of a gun. Yeah, that's the next stage, isn't it, Mr. Trader? Continuing with the article, the idea seems to put new structures in place that change the look of the landscape. Well, Daly pointed out to Pastor that this step-by-step approach is the same approach taken to create the European Union. The memoirs of Jean Monnet, regarded as the architect of the European Unity, finally disclosed that he had used the strategy of deceit, knowing his plan to form a European Union would never succeed if it were openly disclosed. Pastor asked if he thought the North American Union was a bad idea. "No," he replied, "I don't think a political union of North America is an inherently bad idea. Nor do I think it's a good idea for North America right now. I teach a course at American University in which I look at the different options for political integration of North America, and I put the options before the students." Yeah, he poisons the students with his treason of destroying the United States of America. That's what he does. And then they ask him, why is the North American Union a bad idea right now? And he says this: "The reason the political integration is not a good idea at this stage now, perhaps never, is because of people like yourself who immediately begin to fear that their sense of America would disappear." Pastor responded, quote, "Somehow, if you're fearful that America's sovereignty will disappear, you won't even take small steps forward. You just get mired in the status quo. The problem is that the world is moving very rapidly, and you can't stay competitive if you don't move." There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Staying Americans is not going to allow us to stay competitive, according to this traitor, Robert Pastor. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time on the Alex Jones Show. My name is Bob Dacey. I've been very happy to sit in for Alex this last few days. And he will be back on Monday and stay in the fight and fight the North American Union. Because if you don't, Robert Pastor is going to get his way. Take care. Alex will be back on Monday. Take care.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.